All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at Disneyland with Dave and Jen Avila and a couple of million other people. Say hi, million people. They're quiet. I think I heard one person say hi. So anyway, where did Colleen go? I've lost my wife. So it's November something or other. What is it? What's the date?
No, I don't know.
6th. Or December 6th. I don't even know what day it is. And we're here at Disneyland. And the Avilas are celebrating a number of things. Dave's birthday, their anniversary, and just being fun, having fun at Disneyland, right?
That is the big plan.
Okay, so we're now walking away from the throng of the hub, walking towards the Matterhorn.
Talking to yourself. That doesn't bother you at all?
Nah.
No. Is that Matterhorn actually a real mountain, or is it just an artist conception?
Well, it is a mountain, but it's not a real mountain. And some people say that there's a basketball court in the upper area, and that's kind of true. It's a half court, and it is Olympic size, but it's not a full court. So, a couple of DJs, Mark and Brian from LA, have been up there. But
so who won?
I don't know. Probably Mark and Brian. They probably, the other people threw the game for him, probably. Exciting. Where are you going?
This way.
Okay, so.
This might be a good spot.
I want those hands.
The Mickey hands?
Go get them.
Sure.
He won't care. He works here. They got to be nice.
Slippers too. Those are fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is fun.
So is this just the parade coming by? So, is it hard for you guys to sleep being away from home in a strange room?
Actually, I slept better last night.
Okay.
Than I usually do.
I don't sleep well.
No?
First night in a hotel, I just don't.
I usually have kids in my armpits.
Okay.
So last night I didn't. So there you go.
I see.
That's a good night's sleep.
Excellent. It's a king size. We're not used to that.
We have
right.
Queen.
Right.
Oh, dude. So it's like sleeping alone.
Literally.
I have enough room.
You got to roll 2 times to bother somebody. Hey!
Yeah.
She got up and left. I didn't even know.
I know. It's weird.
So you took a little trolley. They have a trolley for you and stuff?
Yeah. It was the Anaheim Resort Transit.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So we paid like $20 and we got a 3-day pass.
Good, good.
Nice.
Very cool.
And we use it all day.
Uh-huh. We got to ride it twice coming here. Because I forgot the tickets.
That's okay.
I felt like an idiot.
Luckily we didn't get off.
It happens.
I'm thinking at least we didn't pay to park.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
You're parking and then you have
to... Yeah, but you don't have to pay for it again when you come back. You just show them your previous...
Yeah, somebody behind you.
Huh?
Now, they have something here in Anaheim that they have in Hawaii. They have an ABC store. In Hawaii, they have those all over the place. Supposedly, ABC stands for All Blocks Covered. And it's these little gift stores.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. There's an ABC store over there. Yeah.
That's for all the Hawaiians out there.
And tourists.
There may be a couple. Possibly. Aloha to you, Hawaiian people.
We had a Hawaiian restaurant opened up in Visalia.
Yeah? Didn't last very long.
Didn't last.
No. It was a Hawaiian
barbecue?
Yeah.
He said aloha.
Potato salad and rice and chicken.
Box lunch. They serve poi?
I think they did have that.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
We didn't get it.
Poi is not good.
Oh, poi can be good. The commercially made poi is not, but homemade poi, very good.
You like it?
Yeah. Homemade though. Not the stuff you buy in the store. That's just nasty. But if you get really good homemade poi, it's actually really good. Yeah.
Is that what your mom used to make when you were little?
What are you talking about?
Where'd you get homemade poi?
When we went to Hawaii, we went to the Polynesian Cultural Center, and then you go to one of the villages that they have there, and they will show you how they make it, and then they let you taste it.
Poi is made from the taro root.
Yes,
it is a lot like a potato, only it is
bland.
It is bland, but it is purple in color.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like glue and boogers.
Well,
mixed.
Booger glue. Booger glue. I'm still gonna get that. I'm still gonna get that. That URL for you. Boogerglue.com.
That's cool.
And it'll just be one page, and Jing will just say booger glue. Booger glue. Booger glue. Say, what is boogerglue.com? And it's just Jing like booger glue. Booger glue.
No, but I do like taro
pancakes.
That is
a weird sight.
I've gotten taro pancakes.
Serious?
Mm-hmm. And I make them at home.
They're not terrible. They're pretty good.
Ooh-wee. Oh, yeah. That's a meat slap.
Yeah.
But there's a Hilo Hattie store in Orange, real close to where we live. And so...
Still not follow.
Yeah, Hilo Hattie is a very, very famous store in Hawaii. It started in Maui and had branches out of it.
That shirt.
You're almost thinking like I've been there.
I've been there. He has not been there.
Okay. Well, anyway, Hilo Hattie's is like the most.
You know what?
Popular
I watched
store.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
So you probably never heard of Hilo Hattie.
He says he doesn't want to go to Hawaii, and I think he's a loony.
No.
I walked right by the front of his bail bond place. I got video of it.
I think so too.
Probably.
Oh my gosh.
It's so much like ocean.
It's not. Like
it's
ocean.
Nothing like ocean. No.
Ocean.
Goshen.
Right.
You think Goshen?
Did you see Jurassic Park? Yes. They filmed that
in
Hawaii. It was gorgeous.
You know that they lost some scenes and they had to go to Goshen to fill them over? Yeah. It's a little place down by myself.
That's the thing is he says, well, if it looks like that, it's cheaper to just rent Jurassic Park than to go to Hawaii. So,
it's not the same. I'm telling you. It is one of the most beautiful places on the planet.
Especially from a cruise ship.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Looking at it from a cruise ship.
Yeah, that was our honeymoon.
You've taken it? Oh, that's wonderful. Cruises are nice.
Catalina, San Diego.
Oh, nice.
And if you want to hear a great podcast about cruises,
oh, yeah.
cruisetalkshow.com.
It's a great. Somewhere.
We need to be here right now.
Here is where we need to be.
So good thing we are up here.
My pants is vibrating. I was kind of confused.
Every once in a while, every day I wear my phone on my waistband at work, so I have it with me, and it'll vibrate, and I'll be like, look at me like, what is wrong? And I'm like, sorry.
I forgot to turn mine back on.
Phone call. I didn't even look at mine. Oh, that little woman's about to burst. She's trying to a white shirt, gray sweatshirt in the middle right now.
Oh, wow. Unless she has twins.
I hope she's pregnant.
Lord of mercy, this is busy.
I had two of them coming at us down Main Street. They weren't going to budge.
No.
It was like chicken.
Mm-hmm. All I said was, excuse me, please. And the lady's like, I'm not going to step on my son.
I was walking through an airport one time, and a little boy stepped in front of me, and I was like blocked on both sides, and I had to grab up my bag to go over the little kid. I didn't want to hit him in the head. I didn't. But I mean, it was like one of those magic moves, because I was on, I had to go. Man.
And your A game.
But I made it.
You're like OJ running through the airport.
That literally was just
a... It was crazy, dude.
That was a promotional thing that they always do.
Yeah, I never noticed that.
Now, see, the parade you would have really enjoyed the most. You can have a little sub for everybody. Oh, there's that. But honestly, the parade that really would have been very enjoyable was probably, 10 years ago? 9, 10 years ago?
What's up? Okay. Uh-oh, end of the line over here.
Was a parade that had like all the Disney movies and stuff, and they had Tarzan.
I'm moving this rope in my mind.
On the elephant, and it was a real Tarzan, and he was not wearing a padded costume. He was really muscular.
Kind of like me.
Exactly, and he was really, really cute. And he wore a
was Jane costume. There?
Yeah, she was. He wore a little tiny loincloth and had the dread, you know, wig on, but he had this chiseled face, and I was like, Iron Man, I was just going,
yeah.
Sounds
good to me.
Like, Tarzan, Tarzan, and he looked down at you, and he'd smile and wink at you, like,
yeah.
Now, on the converse side, on the converse side, the thing that I think you liked the most, or maybe it was somebody else before it was you, I think it might have been before you.
What?
Maybe.
You had fun before me?
Yes,
oh, come on.
He slept the gazelles. They were these little dancer girls in these very, very skin tight, just brown velvety costumes. Very slender, very mean, little horns on their head, and they would dance around. And I'm like, okay, that's your little eye candy. Mine's up on the it was a great parade. I love that parade. And then
10 years ago,
though. Yeah, the Mulan parade.
No, was that when the movie came out?
Yeah, and the Mulan parade was phenomenal.
That was my favorite parade.
Yeah, it was.
Mulan parade.
They brought Chinese acrobats.
Really neat.
From China and had them do the parade. And they would do, you know, they do the Chinese yo-yos where they have the sticks and the string, and then they have the little things.
Also, you saw these guys were like in
the jump.
They were
Yeah.
The Lion King?
No. Well, did you see the parade over at a California Adventure?
That was kind of fun.
That one's actually pretty
good.
Squirt water at you.
That's what we saw. Yeah, there were acrobats that were jumping on like trampolines, and they were on strings like marionettes or something.
Yeah.
And they were like.
Yeah, they've done that.
I don't
that
know
is,
what that was. Though.
It's probably a normal. Yeah, they're
the Joe Schmo parade.
We have picked the busiest spot in Disneyland right here. This is it, man.
You just want to pass by this corner. You'll be on your way.
I hope my IBS don't start acting up.
Your IBS?
That'd be bad.
Irritable bowel? Are we talking about that now?
If it helped the situation.
Would you like me to suggest a topic?
Pull my finger.
Are you at that
don't.
Point now?
Pull all my fingers.
I'm just kidding.
What? Subject is?
I'm just kidding.
Industrial Revolution.
Oh, there.
Discuss.
No, you
okay, you know what
hear.
I found? And I almost got it the other day because I was like, okay, I really want this game really bad. But then I was like, we never play games with people.
That's good.
But maybe we should. Is the box of things or the game of things?
Spin the bottle?
No, but you can easily do it without, you know, I mean, you didn't win
spin the bottle?
Buy the game. You just play it. Find
it. Did you in your office?
But it's cards. And what you do is you have a card that says things you would never say to your in-laws. And everybody writes down an answer, and you stick it in the middle, and you have to guess who says who wrote that.
Like that.
It's kind of like dictionary. Have you played dictionary? Oh my gosh. Singles group a million years ago, we used to play dictionary, and we would take the dictionary, actual dictionary.
Duck, duck, wallaby?
And, no.
Oh.
And pads of paper and pens, and somebody would say, okay, whoever was the, you know, the person that was giving the thing would find a word that you kind of think most people wouldn't know.
Would you rather?
You find the word, and you say the word out loud, and then everyone has to guess what it is, and you write down, and then you vote it on which was the right answer. So then there would be the right answer, because you have to write down the correct answer, and then everyone votes on the right answer, and if your answer got voted on, you get points for it or whatever. And a friend of
fun.
It was so much fun. And a friend of ours, he would always say, his answer always included a mouse pulling a piece of cheese, or something about a mouse and cheese, or sometimes a mouse pulling a piece of cheese and a raisin. Sometimes it was things made out of raisin. Sometimes it was
kind of gave it away there.
Random. Yeah. It was very random. It was so funny. It was so funny. It was a blast. Here we go.
Land proudly presents a Christmas fantasy. Our parade will begin in just a few minutes.
Our thank Christmas you. Fantasy is less people.
We can 2-3 minutes.
Less people.
Okay. Well, probably, what time do you think it slows down?
About midnight.
Really? No.
2 to closing. 2 minutes to closing.
11. No. What else? it'll start slowing down around 10:30ish.
Yeah, when we were last night, we got to the Small World twice, and then we jetted over to the Haunted Mansion. Zip, zip, zip.
Which was fast, and we thought we were lucky. But then we walked on to the Pirates of the Caribbean. There was nobody there at all.
And it's random times throughout the day. There's actually I don't know if it's still out there or not, there used to be an application you could buy online that would, you would literally plug in what you wanted to see at Disneyland.
Oh.
And it would tell you, okay, at 8:05 you need to be in this line.
Yeah.
And then here you, and it was right on the money. It was weird how that worked out.
I looked into that, it was $15 though.
Yeah.
For 90 days. But if it works, if you, you know that it works.
I had a friend who actually did do it, and he said it was pretty amazing. And they take into account, you know, the time of year, they did the day, they look at
all the rhythm.
And somehow they know what, how things work. I mean, it's pretty amazing. A lot of
they go, yeah, wear a cast and get in them. Limp around and crutches and stuff.
The green new Mark 7.
I'm gonna hit my head on that now.
Yeah, we did the
I'm gonna knock them all out.
See, in the front and in the back, they have a 180 bubble that you can get inside there and you can see and kind of slide around and see.
I brought my food. Sweet. Don't go too far.
So you guys live 6 miles, you said?
We're gonna move to a different city, so it's a little more interesting because people think we're like smart aleck. I live in Orange County. Well, what city?
Visalia does, yeah.
The railroad wanted to come through Tulare, but you know, you had to pay up. And Tulare said, Visalia said, how much do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And the railroad came to Visalia and skipped Tulare.
But now Tulare has the freeway, and you have to drive off the freeway to get to Visalia.
After tomorrow,
they showed up.
Yeah, our county seat is Santa Ana, which is where I live.
Yeah, it seems like all the towns around our cities, whatever you call them, just blend together.
They do.
You end up in one place, you can get here somewhere else.
Oh, and if you stand in, like, where I lived in Huntington Beach, I'm not joking, we crossed we lived real close to one of the, you know, main streets. You literally walked on the other side of the street and you're in Bend.
IBS, baby.
It's one nice place. That's how it was we got lost. We turned a corner and was like, hey, English again. Cool. Like, we knew what we were doing, finally.
No,
should have taken 12-week marriage course. I think that's what did it for us. Because we kind of are committed already before you're committed. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know, like, I don't remember going.
I know. Because it was too early for you.
And then
like,
you cheated on the test. You were like, going.
I was like, wrong.
Hello.
What is that red thing? Is that an MP3 player or a phone? Or?
Yep.
It does it all.
iRiver.
Never heard of that.
It's good. It's cheap. It records well.
Oh, it records well? Mm-hmm. That's what you do, your podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to share the magic of the merriest season of all as Disneyland proudly presents A Christmas Fantasy.